From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, November 7th, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Douglas Ridge, a new eco-conservation subdivision in Brunswick dedicated to nature-centric sustainable home design. More at douglasridge.com. And by the Dempsey Center, making life better for people managing the impact of cancer. Locations in Lewiston and South Portland. DempseyCenter.org.
A former Google executive and senior advisor to former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has announced his bid to challenge Republican U.S. Senator Susan Collins. He has never run for public office before, but Biddeford native Ross LaJeunesse says Susan Collins has stopped listening to the Mainers she claims to represent. LaJeunesse is the fourth Democrat to join the contest. He'll be running against Maine House Speaker Sarah Gideon, Augusta lobbyist Betsy Sweet, and Saco lawyer Bree Kidman. State officials are confirming news reports that a wastewater treatment plant that discharges into the Kennebec River processed a 250,000 gallons of water containing an unregulated class of contaminants earlier this year. David Burns directs the Maine agency that oversees waste management. He says landfill runoff contaminated with so-called forever chemicals, such as those used to create Teflon coatings, was delivered from a New Hampshire facility to the Anson-Madison Sanitary District in January.
The leachate brought here to Maine was on a very limited basis. It happened on a couple of occasions, and it's a very small percentage of the overall flow that went into the treatment plant.
An official in the state's Water Quality Division says it can't test for the effects of this particular discharge. The chemicals are not regulated in Maine or by the federal government, but the state is beginning to monitor for them, and a task force created by Governor Janet Mills is expected to propose new regulations. And the Libertarian Party is suing the state of Maine in federal court over its benchmarks for qualifying political parties in state elections. Mal Leary has more.
For a party to qualify, Maine law says it must garner 5,000 votes in the most recent statewide election, and another 10,000 votes in the next statewide election to maintain its official status. The Libertarian Party failed to garner the 10,000 votes in last year's election and was decertified. The lawsuit argues that the thresholds set by Maine law are unfair to small parties. Secretary of State Matt Dunlap says he's not seen the suit, but that if the Libertarians feel aggrieved by his action, they have the right to pursue a legal challenge. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
In weather tonight, snow and rain ending overnight with accumulation of up to 2 inches in the inland south and between 2 and 4 inches in the mountains. No accumulation along the coast. Lows tonight in the low 20s to low 30s. The mental health provider Sweetser has announced it is ending its clinic-based therapy program that'll affect 450 children and adults. The nonprofit says it made the decision because reimbursement rates from both the state and from private insurers are not enough to support the service. And while Sweetser says it'll work to find alternative services for the hundreds of people affected, mental health advocates say that will come as a challenge. Patty White has more.
Sweetser's clinic-based therapy, which it offers at 5 locations from York to Lewiston, will end by mid-December. Other services at those locations will continue, as will therapy services in the community, including those offered at public schools and primary care offices. Sweetser declined an interview request, but in a letter sent to community partners, Vice President of Programs Jim Martin says the 450 people who currently receive clinic-based therapy will need to transition to services elsewhere. The announcement concerns Jenna Maynard, CEO of NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness in Maine.
This is 450 individuals who were brave enough to ask for help, found a clinician, clearly found a connection to that clinician if they continued to go, who now don't have services, and those services are not easily replaced in the current landscape of Maine's mental health system.
Maynard says there's already a shortage of mental health providers throughout the state. The executive director of the Consumer Counsel System of Maine, Simone Mallon, says Sweetser's announcement is a bellwether of what's been happening in the community mental health system for years.
I think if there is not a big warning bell going off right now for the department and for the community, there definitely should be.
Maine's Department of Health and Human Services Commissioner Jean Lambrew says in a written statement that rebuilding the state's mental health system is a top priority for the Mills administration and that community-based services are central to the state's strategy. She doesn't say what specific steps the state may take, but Sweetser says both public and private reimbursement rates are too low to support the clinic-based model. Democratic State Senator Kathy Breen, who's co-chair of a recently formed mental health working group, says the group will examine rates and make recommendations in a forthcoming report.
We really need a system-wide review so that folks in Maine are getting the services they need in the proper level of care and in their community.
Simone Mallon of the Consumer Counsel System agrees that reimbursement rates need a boost, but she says the problem goes a bit deeper.
I don't think you can make really good decisions unless you're talking to each other and collaborating to find out what are the holes, where do we need to beef up services, and you can't do that until you start talking to each other. And that's one thing that I see still continuing to be a challenge in this current administration.
Mallon says the working group is a good start towards strengthening Maine's mental health system, but she says the state should continually solicit feedback from both providers and consumers to achieve the best results. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock for a conversation about the use of performance to express and confront the impacts of war. I'm Nora Flaherty.